This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Mikey on Joy.
We are so used to seeing Courtney act still all the limelight, except last Monday when it was Shane and his dancing partner Joshua who made history with the first time two people presenting as men have competed on the English edition of the franchise. We are so pleased to have Shane on the phone to talk about this joyous moment. Shane, welcome to Joy.
Hi.
So lovely to have you here, Shane Janek.
I have to level with you. I've vowed not to like message any of my friends or talk to anybody in the morning when I first wake up whilst I'm dancing at the stars, because usually I'm just like, my body hurts, I'm tired. So I'm trying my best not to be a whingy bottom, and I'm just going to give you the best without any of the complaints.
Look, Shane, you've always used your art to champion the LGBTIQ issues, and this week was no different when you performed to that very haunting cover of Britney's Toxic. You must be just so over the moon, not just topping the leaderboard again, but this vision has gone worldwide of you and Joshua just so gracefully moving around that floor. It was absolutely beautiful.
It's so cool. It's like, it's weird to think that like in 2019, like, you know, I'm sure everybody listening, we live in our little queer echo chambers and we live our sort of queer lives. But when you think about like Dancing with the Stars being a mainstream show all around the world and never ever in the Anglosphere, which means countries that speak English, have they ever had two men dancing together? I'm like, even just seeing queer people on mainstream television isn't really something I can put my finger on. It's been an honour to have the opportunity to do it, that they trusted us to do it, and that I got to do it with Josh because he's amazing and we just had so much fun. And it's just kind of one of those little special moments, being like, oh, we were two boys dancing on the television.
Had you planned that from the beginning, or was it just something that you tried to ease into the production company, or were they a bit standoffish at first?
I used the Courtney Act patented lubing technique, basically, because sort of in the beginning I mentioned it and I was like, I won't push it. I'll just, you know, let them get comfortable with the idea. I was grateful to be there and I received so much support, not just from the public, but from, you know, everybody internally, the crew and the cast. And the tango week three, where I stripped from Courtney to Shane, was sort of my litmus test.
Yes.
And that went really well and they were really happy with that. And then so I just sort of kept peppering into conversation, oh, really fun to dance with Shane at one point. And then it got to the planning for last week and I was like, oh my God, it's going to be this week, because it can't be the final, because obviously, like, don't want to get out of drag on final night. And not that there's anything wrong with being a boy, but as I said on the show, like, the final is the time when you want every sparkle that is available.
Well, you need every bit of glitz and glamour out there.
Exactly. Yeah. So I was like, okay, this second last show is the last opportunity. And then the fusion dance, they were like tango, foxtrot, and we're thinking about this version of Britney's Toxic by Rima Willis, who actually won Dancing with the Stars in the US, I think.
Yes.
And we were like, I just was like, okay, this is it. This has to be it. And then just unfolded so beautifully. So I wanted to like wear something that had a little pizzazz. My style was inspired by Billy Porter from Pose. And so I loved having like a bit of a cape.
That cape. Do you know what? The dance on Monday was fantastic, but I do actually want to go back about that episode 3. It is probably the best thing I have ever seen on TV. And it was the contestants, the celebrities there, was your most memorable year of your lives. And you danced the tango, like you said, to Joe Jackson. Started off in a mirror, reflecting each other. That gorgeous hot pink little number. You undressed, spun out of the dress. We all thought you were naked. So what was the inspiration? What was your most memorable year?
My most memorable year was, I can't remember what year it was. I think it was 2004 or 14. When I kind of, after, you know, I'd been doing drag since I was 18, since the year 2000. Like, it wasn't like it was new to me or anything, but I still struggled a lot with this idea of being a man. And it never really fit me. And I remember going back and forth and I was like, I dressed up as Colton and I look like a pretty lady. And I was like, am I a woman? Am I trans? Do I want to live as a woman? And I remember like at least once or twice a year sort of going sort of down that rabbit hole and not quite knowing who I was or how it all fit together. It just didn't quite fit because there was only two options and that was, you know, man or woman, trans or cis. And it was through conversations with my friend Chaz Bono, who was on Dancing with Stars in America, and also some sort of practical experience of dating a straight identifying boy who'd never been with a guy before. Those sort of two experiences combined sort of made me realize that there was more than just two options of man and woman, and that perhaps it wasn't me that was broken, but rather it was the system that was broken, and this idea of, you know, what a man has to be or what a woman has to be was actually the thing that was causing me struggle. And when I realized I could actually be anything I wanted to be, I felt like all of that burden of expectation lift off me and just started living my life.
That's beautiful, Shane, and it's coming across as well.
That'd been a really relieving feeling, hey?
Oh, my God, so relieving. It's so weird as well because, like, it was the word gender fluid that Chaz and I talked about that I, like, hadn't actually heard before. And he was like, well, you know, there's this idea that gender exists on a spectrum and that, you know, different people fall at different places along the spectrum. Like, gender fluid, you mean? It was just so weird how, like, one simple word gave me access to this whole concept that then allowed me to be free. And it's funny because now I'm just like, oh, I'm just me. Like, I don't wander around, like, being like, no, I'm not a man, I'm gender fluid.
I'm Shane, yeah.
But it shows you how powerful words are. They can hurt, they can also build people up.
Now, I want to talk about something else that's really relieving here. A terrible segue on my end, but I want to know about sneezing and how you manage to capture every one of your sneeze on your Instagram story. How do you do it?
Okay, so the thing is, people find this perplexing, but it's because I was sneezing so much. Every time I sneezed, I would sneeze about four times. So I had three sneezes to get my phone out and to get my Instagram story open. If you have a look at my Instagram, if you don't know what we're talking about, there's like, I don't know, 100
sneezes. There's so many. It's overwhelming.
Last summer in London. And I don't know. It's funny because I posted them just because I thought it was funny. And then a nutritionist reached out and was like, do you want me to cure your sneezing? And I was like, okay, this sounds like snake oil, but let's go for it. And I actually haven't been sneezing at all. So I think, like, you know, changing my diet and eating different things really helped. I don't know. I'll go back to London and I'll let you know.
Yeah, meet you again. Yeah.
Whether it's cured.
Shane, you've chosen the Indigenous suicide prevention charity Black Rainbow as your the receipt of the $50,000 prize money when you win the series on Monday, I will say. Shane, can you tell us about Black Rainbow and why it's important and why you chose this?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, first of all, Black Rainbow are a great organisation. They support queer, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander young people with all sorts of services and all sorts of studies. Like, there's actually not any figures on being queer and Indigenous. There's obviously studies on both of those things individually, but there's not any studies on how those two identities intersect and impact. And so if the $50,000 goes to Black Rainbow, Curtin University are actually going to be doing a study to, you know, find out more. And Black Rainbow are just amazing. Like, you know, Australia, we don't have a great history of how we've interacted with Indigenous people. There's a big black mark on our record. And the great thing about Black Rainbow is they're volunteer-run. They're Indigenous-led, and they have, like, roundtable discussions to consult with the community and see what people need and what people want. And also one of the things that I love is just the visibility, that even if they don't get the 50K, like, Australian media and television is so white. It's uncomfortable to watch. As someone who's lived in the US and the UK, and I just see shows, and I'm like, wow, there's five blonde white women sitting there talking about stuff, isn't there? And I just think Australia needs to be more aware of what Australia actually looks like.
Correct, the world that what I the community really in. Looks like out on the streets.
Yeah.
We're not all white and blonde. Look, Shane, before we go, we do need to talk about Courtney's worldwide domination. You know, we've had RuPaul, your success of BioLife. What's next happening? Because I hear my spies on the neighbour set tell me Courtney was seen walking around Erinsborough.
It's the truth. Well, not around Erinsborough. Actually, Erinsborough came to the Sydney Mardi Gras.
Oh, yes.
In 2020, the Neighbours goes to Mardi Gras, and I have a cameo. You know, I don't know if I'll win the Gold Logie for it, but hopefully it'll lead to more opportunities.
Oh, Neighbours, a little Neighbours, a little something-something coming up. That's really exciting.
Yeah.
Oh, and one more thing, how hot is Jet Kenny in real life? Because I'm telling you, I don't know what to do.
He honestly is, let me tell you, Jet Kenny is just the sweetest young man. You can tell that he was brought up well. I know he's got famous parents, but he is just so polite. And a little queer moment for you. On the very first episode, we had to walk across the dance floor in front of all the audience and everybody up to the skybox. And Jet and I were the first two ready. And we were backstage and we linked arms and we strolled across the dance floor. And as we went to sort of walk out, I had that sort of check myself moment where I was like, oh, you know, you're with a straight guy. He's probably not going to want to be seen, like, you know, linking arms with you in front of all of these people. And Jet didn't wince, didn't think twice about it. And every single, he's just so comfortable. And it's just, I don't know, for me, I'm 37, and to interact with younger straight men who are like Jet and who actually have no to give about whether you're gay or straight, and that they love you and they lean in and they're affectionate, it gives me hope for the future.
Well, thank you. Look, we need to get you across the line this week. We need for you to win this mirror ball. How can we vote for you?
Well, there's two options. One is you can text my name, Courtney, to 1995-1010, and those text messages do cost 55 cents. That number again is 1995-1010. Or you can actually vote once a day for free using your email address. And ooh, I've posted the link in my bio on Instagram, and I've done stories, and it's on Facebook and on my Twitter. So if you go to any one of those, which is just Courtney Ack, my name, you can click to vote for me each day using your email address. Obviously people in Australia, because I know you have lots of people who listen from overseas as well.
Oh, and that's true. And because one of the other young ladies has got in trouble early on getting all her overseas people to vote for her, but we won't go into that. Don't forget to follow Black Rainbow on social media as well. They do some great things and they've got your link on. Well, Shane, we know you must be so busy and exhausted with your final weeks. Look, the grand final of the Australian Dancing with the Stars is on this Monday at 7:30 on Channel 10. Get out there, make sure you vote for Courtney. We've got to text Courtney's name in. We need to make sure that you walk away with this mirror ball.
Thank you, everybody.
Wake up with Tom and Mikey, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune into 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandmikey.com. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.